later on today in the Dáil, the 35th Amendment of the Constitution, Dáil, Economic and Social and Cultural Rights, will be debated at a second stage, which basically hopes to enshrine ESC rights into the Constitution, which basically are rights in relation to healthcare, education, housing, standard of living and social security for citizens. The bill is to enshrine international covenant on economic and social and cultural rights in the Constitution and make them justiciable, which means that they can be vindicated through the courts. And the idea is that these are basic human rights that have been recognised by the United Nations, and they have recommended that they would be enshrined in Irish law. And I think it's vitally important in terms of changing the way the government does its business and making sure that the rights of citizens are paramount and at the centre of the decision-making process within government.
If the right of someone to housing, if the right of someone to education, health is enshrined in the Constitution, then the law and the practicality of government will also have to include provisions for funding to pay to vindicate those rights.
That's right. It would mean that the government would have to vindicate those rights of citizens. It doesn't mean that, for example, if the right to housing in the Constitution doesn't mean that the government would have to buy a house for every person in need of a house in the country. But what it would mean is that the government, in deciding on spending programs and spending plans, would have to take into account the right to housing and making the decision-making process. And a very stark example of that we would have was it would have made it very difficult for the government to suspend the housing program as it has done for the last 8 or 9 years, leading to the massive housing crisis that we have right across the country. So those rights would have to be taken into account and would have to be factored into the decision-making processes while the government was making decisions.
You're being backed and supported in this by the Peter McVerry Trust, Irish National Organisation of the Unemployed. To what extent is that giving this an extra impetus that you have the backing of groups like this behind you, and presumably that's going to mean more publicity, more public awareness of what you're doing in Leinster House?
Yeah, I think that's very important that there is an ESC rights initiative, which is a grouping of NGOs that have come together like the Peter McVerry Trust and the INOU to push and pursue for these rights to be placed in the Constitution. And I think that's vitally important. And as well as that, in 2014, the Constitutional Convention voted by 85% in favour of enshrining ESC rights in the Constitution, but the government has completely chosen to ignore that.